Hello everyone, thank you for joining me on this session today. I'm Deepthi and I'm the founder of Swarasya. So today I'll be talking about ghee. Ghee of course is one of those food ingredients that's common in every Indian household, and most often we end up associating ghee only with consumption, but ghee is such a powerful food that in Ayurveda, it has been described for both, inside and outside, self-care and beauty as well. So though ghee is great for most of, for a lot of health conditions, I will be keeping my conversation around beauty and ghee today. So this conversation will be about, how ghee makes a huge difference when it comes to your skin health from the inside as well as on the outside. So let's, first try to understand ghee, as a food product. Ghee is available in each household. And generally, when we think of skincare, we don't directly associate ghee with, with its beautifying properties. So, but frankly, in Ayurveda, when you think of ghee, it's one product which one food item which is which tops the chart in terms of bringing about radiance from the inside as well as on the outside. So when we think of skincare, the first thought that generally comes to our mind is skincare products, creams, serums, lotions, toners, and n number of skincare products. We don't ever realize that such a common ingredient like ghee can be so beautifying for us, and this is what I want to create awareness about today. So ghee only is not great for cooking, it's great for your skin. And why is it great for your skin is what I will be talking about in the session today. But let's start from the very basics of understanding the background of ghee. What does Ayurveda talk about ghee? So beauty in Ayurveda has been skin deep, and we know that Ayurveda just doesn't look at the superficial or the outer layer of beauty, which we generally end up associating ourselves with, which is the outer layer of the skin. So beauty in Ayurveda is the synergy between the tissue health, your overall health, your immunity. So it's the state of the deepest layers of your tissues, which shows up as radiance on the outside on the skin. And this is how Ayurveda looks at beauty from that perspective. So if you get deeper into Ayurveda, you realize that Ayurveda will look at you as a whole when it comes to beauty. So as I said, it's about inner health that radiates from the inside out. It's about your immunity. It's about the health of those tissues, and all of these areas, when they come together, you have a different state of magnetic persona that shines throughout of your skin. And that kind of a beauty, actually, you can make out. It's something which is beyond skin, which is that radiance shine that comes from the inside out. So now when we say that radiance from the inside out, what does Ayurveda actually mean by that? So Ayurveda says that the quality of your skin is a reflection of the harmony between what's going on in your body. So if it is about, say, cleansing going on, and your body is completely cleansed, it's one part of your beauty comes from that aspect. The another part of your beauty comes from the aspect of what is the state of your tissues in terms of health of your tissues. Another aspect that comes in is the state of your immunity, or your energy status. So if you are weak in any of these areas, somewhere you are lacking that potential of radiating to your best capacity. Now, when we join all of these areas, when we join the area of detoxification, we join the area of immunity, we join the area of health of the tissue. Collectively, when we look at it, Ayurveda has a common term for that, which is called ojas. So ojas is the term which is that inner radiance that shines through out of you, which is beyond skin health. So skin health of course is great, and then the sheen that you have from the inside out is that ojas that's reflecting collectively as a great state of your immunity or great state of your tissue health, all of it coming together. So ojas is the essence that shines through inside out, and that shows up in your skin health, in your hair health, in your overall energy levels, how you look and feel, and how you come across as a person to other people. So now, according to Ayurveda, ojas, now how do you get ojas? Okay, so it's a very subtle phenomena. You cannot say I eat this food to get ojas. So ojas is a very subtle phenomena that develops as a part of how your body functions, specifically your digestion, how it functions and how your metabolism functions. So when digestion and metabolic activities are working really nicely inside the body is where your ojas is showing up at its full capacity. That's where you're radiating inside out. And that's also one of the reasons in the beauty inside out, people understanding this concept of beauty inside out have a very huge focus on their metabolism as well as their digestion. So Ayurveda again also believes that aging process begins in the mind. So, the state of your body, tissues, immunity is one part of how you look and feel. Another part is added on by the state of how your mind functions, right? So the aging, rather in Ayurveda, it is believed that the aging starts in the mind because how your body performs is the signaling that the body gets from the mind. So when you have, negative kind of mind fluctuations, when you are an overthinker or you are a worrier or you have high levels of anxiety is where somewhere, even if you're consuming the best foods, if you're doing the best kind of skincare, somewhere you don't have that kind of a persona because stress blocks all those nutrients to reach out to the skin cells, and that's where you lose out that potential of having that beautiful radiant skin from the inside out. So now when we talk of ojas, digestive and metabolic processes are also a function of the mind. How your mind, in what state your mind is when your metabolic and digestive processes are happening inside the body will ojas will actually depend upon how these activities are functioning inside the body. And if your mind is in a state of disturbance, then these activities definitely are hampered and that affects the ojas. So there's a connect between how when we talk of ojas, when we talk of ghee, when we talk of skin health, when we talk of brain health, all of these factors come together to beautify you from the inside out. So when we talk of ojas, ghee is one food that is believed in Ayurveda that is one of the most potent foods that provides you ojas from the inside out. And that's where ghee is not just great for your skin, your body, your overall body functioning, for lubrication, for joints, for bones. Ghee is also amazing for your brain health. And that's what makes ghee as one potent food for a lot of skin conditions that you may be going through. So Ayurveda further also mentions that if your metabolism and if your digestive functions are working well, you radiate from the inside out, that's one phenomena. Then your strength and immunity automatically goes up, that's another phenomena. And the duration of your life, the quality of your life improves drastically because we need that flexibility, we need that lubrication from the inside to function at our full capacity. Similar to how you take care of your cars and you take care of the lubrication of your cars, and it performs smoothly, it performs well. Similarly, our bodies, when they're lubricated well, they perform well. And ghee is actually the fuel for that lubrication inside the body. Ghee is one food that has this capability of penetrating to the deepest layers of your tissues, different kinds of tissues. So Ayurveda talks about there are 7 different kinds of tissues inside the body. The basic one starts with the rasa, which is your which is the first layer, and then it keeps moving deeper towards the deepest layer, which is your bone health. So all of these 7 layers, in Ayurveda, ghee is supposed to very easily penetrate through all of these layers, and that's why it creates that lubrication, not just at the surface level, but at the deepest layer of where we can think our body, physically exists. So when metabolism and digestion are good, ghee has a huge role to play in that. And when this functioning is functioning well in the body, there is good quality of life, there is good great immunity, there's great strength, and there is healthy elastic skin and vital radiance that you experience. Rather, in Sanskrit, ghee is also known as Ghritam. And the first 3 letters of Ghritam, Ghra, means to shine. So it's a very symbolic meaning. Ghritam, ghee is known for enhancing radiance from the inside out, and this is what the ancient texts of Ayurveda also Ayurveda as well as Sanskrit also talk about. So now coming from the perspective of how actually ghee makes you become beautiful and radiant from the inside out. So ghee, it's in terms of fuel, our body needs fuel, right? It needs different kinds of fuel. It needs carbohydrates as a fuel, it needs protein as a fuel, it needs vitamins and minerals as a fuel. It also needs fats as a fuel, and fats is one of the most important fuels that your body needs, because it is dense in calories, so of course it helps you with your energy intake. Of course it has to be limited in consumption, but it's equally important to have the right kind of fats to bring about that radiance from the inside out. This is where ghee has a role to play, because ghee as a fuel aids the digestive fire. So we know we have metabolism, and I just talked about how metabolism and digestive processes are the two processes that have a huge role to play when it comes to radiance and beauty inside out. So when we talk of ghee has this specific capability of fueling your digestive fire. So digestion, if it's important, it is very important to fuel that digestive fire, to make sure that your digestion is working well, to make sure that your detoxification in the body is happening really nicely. And ghee has a huge role to play when it comes to performing all of these activities of digestion, detoxification in the body. Now, so this is from the body perspective. At the mind level also, ghee, because it has this capability of penetrating to the deepest layers of the skin, starting from the first tissue to moving on to the seven deepest layers of the tissues in the body. So when it penetrates so deeply, it has a huge role to play in the functioning of the mind as well. So in Ayurveda, it is also it has also been mentioned that ghee has a function or a role to play, and it provides refined brilliance to your mind activity or your brain activity. If I talk more about what Ayurveda talks about ghee, Ayurveda mentions that ghee builds that aura, that radiance. It makes your organs soft, and that soft organ quality actually shows up in the flexibility of the body. It shows up in the form of that smooth quality of your skin. It shows up as the juiciness in your skin, that that plump factor, or that juiciness, that or that magnetic factor that you hold in your skin. So ghee has a role to play in all of these different areas. Ghee increases ojas in the body. So ojas, again, as I mentioned, ojas is the very simply, from the scientific perspective, if I have to cojoin what ojas is, it's very deeply relative to your immunity. So if your immunity is strong, if you have enough energy levels, if you're able to keep small little health conditions away from you, which means that you have great immunity. And ghee has a huge role to play in terms of enhancing your immunity as well. From the energetic perspective, ghee is very cooling in nature. If we see most of the skin conditions that we experience in today's times are heat related. You talk of chronic skin conditions like eczema, psoriasis, or you talk of conditions like wrinkling. You talk of conditions like dullness on the skin, heat rashes, even acne. These are the conditions aggravated with a lot of heat inside the body, and ghee has cooling properties. So in Ayurveda, it is very well understood that anything that is giving so if there is an energy, a specific energy behind any specific health condition, you need to bring in the opposite energy to balance out that energy. And that's where you at the root level start to balance out your internal functionality, which brings about differences in how your body functions and overall how you look and feel. So ghee, because it is cooling in nature, it brings down all that inflammation, the heat factor inside the body. With that heat factor coming down, inflammation coming down, automatically the chronic skin conditions definitely start to lower down. And so that's one aspect of ghee. But from the because ghee also has these deep penetrative properties, it has this capability of providing the lubrication to the cells as well, and that starts to show up as that radiance. So it's kind of a moisturizing or lubrication effect on your skin from the inside, for the people who are really dealing with that dry, dull, flaky kind of a skin. So ghee provides that inner moisturization kind of an effect to your skin. From the health perspective, ghee increases your overall strength. It increases your body luster. So that sheen factor, that's what gritam means. And it overall enhances the beauty of your body. Scientifically, if we try to understand what ghee does to you, it's all of these factors which Ayurveda defines as ojas, or maybe the subtle factors which bring about that radiance from the inside out, Scientifically, these have been understood and explained in the terms of nutrients that ghee contains. Specifically, it's rich in omega-3 fatty acids. It's rich in vitamin A, D, K, which are the nutrients which are very, very much required for a clean skin, for a plump skin, for a lubricated skin from the inside out. Specifically, omega-3 fatty acids have a huge role to play when it comes to the, the plumpness of the skin, which is what ghee is rich in. So, now, trying to understand from a deeper layer, actually how at the digestive level ghee is helping you out, which is bringing about radiance from the inside out. I want to talk a few things about that as well. So when we talk of ghee and digestion, it is also very relative to digestion as well as metabolism. So, digestion and metabolism work hand in hand. So and in Ayurveda terminology, these two terms are understood in the form of digestive fire, which is the digestive power inside the body to make sure that the foods that you're consuming are getting processed well and your body's extracting those essences that your skin needs to kind of bloom from the inside out. So that digestive fire, ghee, typically in ancient texts, in Vedas also, it is known to fuel that digestive fire. So it aids digestion metabolism by fueling that digestive fire or the digestive agni. And that is what supports the nutrient absorption as well. So it's your overall, your skin health energy level is what your body absorbs. It's not what you consume, but what your body takes in and makes a part of itself, which is very deeply dependent upon your digestive fire, which is what ghee actually fuels. Now, ghee also helps in the process of cleaning and detoxification of the body, not just at the physical level, but at the mind level also, for the simple fact that ghee has this property of getting, penetrating deeper at the tissue level and all the seven layers of the tissues. So because of its oily nature, and its penetrative nature, ghee has this capability of, because of the stickiness factor, it has this capability of binding all those toxins at different tissue levels of the body and pushing it out of the body. That also makes ghee a detoxifying fat, which you absolutely need to clean out your body from the inside out. It may start with loosening of those binded toxins which are stuck at the gut level, and even deeper as you become very regular with your ghee consumption. So from the skin conditions perspective, how ghee really helps you. Now, I want to first talk about specific skin conditions, and then I'll move on to how ghee really helps you with specific skin conditions. So again, in the terminology of Ayurveda, the most skin conditions people go through in today's times, like dry skin, thinning skin quality, collagen, lack of collagen, wrinkling, premature aging, heat rashes, sensitive skin, all of these factors, even the chronic skin conditions like, again, eczema, psoriasis, and all of these skin conditions in Ayurveda are categorized under the category of doshas. Vata dosha and Pitta dosha are the two doshas which contribute towards all of these skin conditions that I just mentioned. So if you have really high Vata tendencies, the skin condition would be something like very dry skin quality, thin skin quality, wrinkling, premature aging. It's like, your tissue quality actually shrinking. So shrunken kind of a skin condition is how a Vata skin looks like. And a Pitta skin looks like more like too much of aggravated skin, like too much of acne, heat rashes, redness on the skin, sensitive skin. So these are the attributes of the Pitta imbalanced skin type. So whether it is Vata skin type or a Pitta skin type that you experience, and most people actually experience either a combination of these two or either one of those. So for such people, in Ayurveda, it's categorized under the conditions of Vata and Pitta. And Vata, ghee is one food that is known to contain or to heal or soothe down high Vata or high Pitta conditions. High Vata because it controls the airy qualities of Vata, and Pitta because it controls the heat factor of Vata, because cooling heat factor of Pitta, because ghee is very cooling in nature. So that's how it, at the root level, it counters all of these conditions by balancing the imbalanced Vata and Pitta conditions inside the body. So people with all such kind of skin conditions need, like for the people who are more of Vata skin condition type, need a little more dose of good fats to fuel that, that skin quality from the inside. And that's where, because ghee again has this deep penetrative properties, ghee becomes one of the best fatty foods to fuel all of these tissues and to bring about that moisturization at all tissue level from the inside, also impacting how your skin shows up from the inside out. And for all of these skin conditions that I've just mentioning, ghee also provides deep nourishment. So in Ayurveda, deep nourishment, the definition of deep nourishment actually is about smooth quality of wherever the nourishment is happening. And smoothness happens with hydration. Smoothness comes in your body in with oil therapy inside the body. So ghee works at that level, where it also works as a therapy for your skin to bring about that to kind of rehydrate the body or the tissues from the inside out. So that's how it brings about ultra rich kind of hydration for your skin from the inside, and that's how it helps dry, dehydrated, rough textured skin from the inside out. Now if we talk about how ghee actually helps you become beautiful from the inside out, it's the concept of rehydration. So we go back to the same basics, because ghee has these tendencies of penetrating deeper into till the cellular level one. So it has this capability of rehydration, or rehydrating the dehydrated cells or dehydrated tissues at the deepest, most level. And for a lot of people, I do understand a lot of people actually shy away from having ghee, but ghee can, in moderate, if you're consuming it moderately, ghee can be one of the best foods to bring about that radiance from the inside out. Of course, when you are consuming ghee, you really need to take care of or you need to know your health condition. That's the very first thing. But if you're in a great state of health, moderate amount of ghee can actually bring about that difference in your skin that you're looking for in your maybe skincare creams or skincare lotions or the best moisturizers that that you may be using. So because of its rehydration factor, so consider definitely ghee as one of your best friends when it comes to skin moisturization from the inside out. Now in terms of the nutrients that ghee contains, which help you create that beautiful skin quality from the inside out, ghee is rich in omega-3 fatty acids. Strengthen the cellular quality of your skin, and they kind of help create the protective layer on the skin, which brings about that. And it has this specific property of plumping your skin. So all of these factors that we are looking for in our skin, whether it is plumping up the thinning skin quality or moisturizing the dehydrated dry skin, ghee has all those properties because of omega-3 fatty acids, which can really help you from the inside out. Then ghee is also rich in it's rich in vitamin A, E, and D. All of these three nutrients again have a huge role to play when it comes to kind of having that great skin from the inside out. Again, omega-3. Omega-3 also brings down inflammation. So most skin conditions, skin rashes, skin allergies, eczema, psoriasis, acne majorly happen because you may be having a lot of inflammation in the body, and ghee brings down that inflammation because of its rich omega-3 content as you consume it. Then vitamin A, we all know vitamin A is one of the best vitamins to kind of for that clear, radiant skin. So ghee again is rich in vitamin A, which again takes up the good part is that vitamin A is a fat soluble vitamin, which means when you're consuming vitamin A from other sources, you need to add some extra fat factor with those foods for that vitamin A for your skin to get absorbed. But the beauty of ghee is because ghee is by default it's oily in nature, and it's rich in vitamin A. Ghee becomes one of the best sources for consuming vitamin A, which gets deeply transmitted to your skin because of its deeply penetrative properties as well. Then ghee is also rich in vitamin E. Vitamin E is important for resilient skin. So vitamin E, our skin cells have, vitamin E has a role to play in terms of strengthening our skin cells. So the stronger quality of skin cells that you hold, the better skin quality you have, the condition of your skin is resilient. You suffer lesser from allergies, you suffer lesser from these rashes, you suffer lesser from these chronic skin conditions that a lot of people are suffering today. Vitamin E helps you, strengthen that skin condition from the inside out to be able to stay away from all these skin conditions that happen from the outside. So ghee is rich in vitamin E by default, and then ghee is also rich in vitamin D. Now vitamin D has a role to play in terms of cellular turnover. So if when your skin is getting renewed every few days is where you're having that youthful skin quality. So vitamin D actually helps fasten that cellular turnover, which means the production of new skin cells and the shedding of the older skin cells happens really quickly, and that's where you can actually maintain that youthful skin or complexion for a very long time. So, and again, ghee is rich in vitamin D, and they're very rare sources which are rich in vitamin D. Of course, we know we get our vitamin D from the sun. Some part of it we can also get it from mushrooms, but ghee is one food which is available in most households, and this is again one good rich source for vitamin D for your body to absorb. So it not just helps for your skin health, vitamin D has a huge role to play when it comes to your hair health. If you're by any chance losing a lot of hair, if your hair is getting brittle, if you're getting a lot of flaky scalp, the very first thing that you need to check is whether or not you are deficient in vitamin D. So that's how important vitamin D is, and ghee becomes one of those sources for vitamin D for you. Now, ghee, again, internally, it has deep moisturization properties. It's an excellent moisturizer for your skin because of its high fatty acids, which have deep penetrative properties, is what makes ghee really a very potent moisturizing solution for your skin. Ghee, because of its high antioxidant properties, also protects you from the cellular damage, which is the free radical damage. So that's where you support your skin from all those pigmentation concerns, or the free radical damage shows up on your skin as early aging, pigmentation, blemishes, black, spots on the skin. So because ghee is rich in all those antioxidants, your skin is protected because of those antioxidants. And the beauty of ghee again is, you can avail these benefits of nutrients of ghee, not just from the inside, but also from the outside, by applying ghee on your skin on the outside as well. Now, when all of these nutrients come together, omega-3 fatty acids co-joined with vitamin A, vitamin D, vitamin E, and there's another compound in nutrient in ghee which makes it really anti-aging solution, which is butyric acid, which helps deal with inflammation inside the body. So that's how the nutrients that come together along with ghee have a huge role to play in terms of helping you create that beautiful skin from the inside. And on the outside, of course, applying ghee again is a wonderful moisturization solution. So one of the recipes or remedies that I personally have been following, and as long as your metabolic conditions are all right, or if you're not very high on cholesterol, it's a very good idea to consume 1 teaspoon of really good quality. When I say good quality, really good quality, even if you have to spend a little extra to get that best ghee, 1 teaspoon of A2 quality organic ghee you can have in a cup of warm water early in the morning. So this actually is a therapy in Ayurveda. So when you consume it empty stomach in the morning, because of its high penetrative properties, and because your system is empty inside in the morning, and your digestion hasn't kick started, so one ghee helps kickstart that digestion or fuels that digestive fire. Secondly, because of its deep penetrative properties, as you consume ghee, it gets absorbed to the deeper layers of the skin, which means it gives you a level of lubrication inside the body, which maintains the flexibility of your tissues and your organs. Thirdly, it helps with the metabolism of the gut because of the support that it provides to digestion and metabolism. Ghee also is one of the potent solutions for constipation. If you're constipated, all kinds of skin conditions start to show up on your skin. So, having that regular consumption of ghee lubricating your system from the inside helps the bowels to get cleared out really nicely, and with the specific oily waxy flow that you get because of the ghee inside the body. So it also helps kickstart that bowel movement. Now, this is from the perspective of how ghee beautifies you from the inside. Now, if you look at how ghee helps you become beautiful from the outside, so it's a known fact. There are a lot of researches which are available which mention that ghee has the specific property of penetrating to the deeper layers of the seventh layer of the skin. So when you're consuming it, ghee again is penetrating to the deeper layers. Similarly, when you're applying it on the skin, because of its deep penetrative properties, it goes to the deeper layers of the skin and moisturizes skin from the inside, you know, at the deepest most level. So that's how he helps beautify you from the outside. Secondly, because it's rich in omega-3 fatty acids, as I just mentioned, because of those, you know, these fatty acids have a huge role to play, as I mentioned, in terms of plumping up your skin. So you can have that plump factor by massaging your face with ghee on a regular basis, and then you know, having that extra effect of moisturization on the skin to deal with dry, dehydrated skin from the outside as well. Now, ghee, again, because of its rich fatty acid composition, it induces hydration at the cellular skin cellular level, and that's where the deep moisturization happens on the skin when you apply it ghee from the outside. Ghee, again, research has proven ghee not just has the beautification properties, it also has the therapeutic properties, which means ghee is not just great for dry skin or, you know, skin conditions that you go through from the beauty perspective, like dry, dehydrated skin. Ghee is also great for therapeutic skin conditions, like for the people who suffer from skin conditions, again, like chronic ones, too much of a flaky skin, too much of a dry skin moved more towards in the direction of eczema, psoriasis, too much of rashes, redness on the skin. So it has those therapeutic properties that heals down that inflammation and brings down those chronic skin conditions that you may be facing through when you apply skin, you know, ghee on the skin from the outside. Now, specifically, when we talk of, you know, skincare or self-care with ghee from the inside out, I really have to mention about this formulation, Shatadhata Grita, which is a 5,000-year-old ghee-based formulation. It's a skincare formulation. It works as a skin cream. It's mentioned in Charak Samhita, which is the oldest Ayurveda text. And this 5,000-year-old formulation is made by washing ghee 100 times in a copper vessel. As a part of the process, when the ghee is washed 100 times in a copper vessel, the fatty acids of ghee actually break down to very tiny molecules, and these get infused with the molecules of copper, which makes it a very potent skin solution for, again, for beauty purposes as well as for the therapeutic purposes. Copper is very cooling in nature. It's a detoxifying you know, metal. And copper wet gets infused with ghee, that makes it a very powerful skin cream which penetrates to the deeper layer. So Shatadhata Grita is not just moisturizing your skin from deep within, it is also actually helping you detoxify your skin from deep within. That's the power of when these these molecules along with copper molecules and ghee molecules come together. And because of the process of washing, there's a level of hydration that gets infused with the cream. And because the molecular level of the cream becomes really small, it has this capability of penetrating to the deeper layers of the skin. And it is research proven that Shatadhata Grita has this power of penetrating to the seventh layer of the skin, which makes it a really potent solution, skincare solution for most skin conditions, starting from, again, you know, the basic ones like dry skin or pigmentation or dull skin, dehydrated skin, wrinkling, to even the chronic ones like eczema, psoriasis, heat rashes, and all of those chronic skin conditions. So if you want, you can look out for Shatadhata Grita at Swarasya. It's one of our most potent products that we have, and that was one of the reasons we picked up and made it, because of its deeply highly beautifying properties as well as therapeutic properties. So this is, you know, ghee from the outside. You can use it for massaging, you can use it as a night cream, because it goes to the deeper layers is where you start to see that radiance from the inside out. Your skin quality starts to plump up from the inside out. That's how Shatadhata Grita actually works. Now, if we talk of ghee a little more, you know, what are the best ways to incorporate ghee in your daily routine, again, from the beauty inside out perspective? So just remember, though the ghee is one of the best lubricants for your skin from the inside out, if you have chronic health conditions, it is very important to check with your healthcare practitioner that because ghee is a saturated fat, and saturated fat does impact your heart health and your cholesterol. So you need to make sure that your health practitioner, you know, suggests whether or not you can have ghee. For the people who do not suffer from any of such conditions, it's a very good idea to include 1 teaspoon of ghee in your diet every single day internally, and apply ghee in the form of Shatadhata Grita on your skin every single day. When it is about ghee, though, it's one of the best fats that you can consume, moderation is the key. So don't overdo it. Don't get overwhelmed and overdo it. When you start to incorporate ghee in your diet on a regular basis, you definitely see a lot of improvement. And that's somewhere derives you to kind of over experiment with ghee. This is what we don't want. So, you know, somewhere about 1 to 2 teaspoons in a day is good enough for your body to absorb from ghee. Now, other ways of consuming ghee, if you cannot consume ghee in the form of like in a cup in hot water, if you know, some people of course may not be able to do that, then the other best ways of including ghee in your diet is you can cook with ghee. Most households do that, but make sure your ghee quality is really good. That's very, very important. Don't be very particular about where your ghee is being sourced from, even if it means spending a little extra, because that's where you get the benefits of ghee. You don't want the toxins in the ghee, which is not made in an organic environment, get into your body and then creating another level of complication in the body. So you can cook with ghee as long as you're sure that your ghee quality is really good and up to the mark. It's organic, it's A2 quality. You can though ghee has a high smoke point in Ayurveda, it is mentioned that though you can use ghee for, of course, you know, cooking purposes, you get best results from ghee when you top it on your foods rather than, you know, cook and saute with your foods. But because ghee needs some help with digestion, that's where in most households, in Ayurveda also, it is recommended that you use ghee along with a few spices for better absorption of the spices as well as for spices add the digestive power to the ghee. So it's like a synergistic combination of ghee and spices coming together. Ghee helps spices and spices help ghee to kind of come together and get absorbed in the body in a better way. So you can go ahead and include ghee in your cooking practices. People actually, you know, for the people who cannot have ghee in a warm water, some of them who really want to have it also have it in their smoothies. So I would not recommend that. But I mean, that goes on for the people who want that great skin and, you know, cannot have ghee in other forms, do that. So again, your choice. You can top your you know, foods with the ghee. That's the best way to consume ghee in you know, in terms of leveraging its best benefits. Best way to consume ghee is topping it on your khichdi, or maybe topping it on saute vegetables, or even sauteing your vegetables in ghee and having it. So these are some of the best ways that you can consume ghee for supporting your body for beauty inside out, and definitely applying chata dhata grita on the outside. So these are some of the things that you can do definitely to enhance your beauty factor using ghee from the inside out. Thank you so much for joining me on this session today, and you know, definitely I would recommend look at ghee as your beauty fatty acid and not just as, you know, as a food that you consume, because it's there in our culture. That's good to know, of course, but it's also good to know that there is a reason why ghee is considered to be one of the best fats in Ayurveda. So thank you so much for joining me, and I look forward to having you in my next session also. Thank you so much.